What's up, this your boy Lil Duval, and check out my podcast, Conversations with Unc, on the Black Effect Podcast Network. Each and every Tuesday, Conversations with Unc podcast feature casuals and in-depth talk about ebbs and flows of life and the pursuit of happiness. Unlike my work on stage, I tap into a more serious and sensitive side to give life advice and simply offer words of encouragement, yet remind folks to never forget to laugh. Every Tuesday, listen to Conversations with Unc, hosted by Lil Duval on the Black Effect Podcast Network, iHeartRadio app, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Presented by AT&T. Connecting changes everything.
Let's clear out winter and clean up the lawn with Spring Black Friday savings at the Home Depot. Right now, get the Ryobi One Plus leaf blower for just $89 and make your lawn work easier with a powerful 90 miles an hour of clearing power. And with convenient online shopping, you can order on the app, pick up in store, and get outside sooner. Get your yard spring ready with the Ryobi One Plus leaf blower. Now just $89 during Spring Black Friday at the Home Depot. How doers get more done.
Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Signing up and playing is so easy. Simply sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. When you register with BetMGM, you can get instant access to a variety of parlay selection features, live betting options, and the best daily promotions in the business. And with BetMGM at your fingertips, every play and every game matter more than ever. Place your moneyline, prop, and parlay bets with the king of sportsbooks today. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. That's right, up to $1,500. Again, sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. 21 plus and present in Ohio, subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards are non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire in 7 days. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in partnership with MGM Northfield Park. That's 1-800-GAMBLER.
You are listening to the Dan Patrick Show on Fox Sports Radio.
It's hour two on this Tuesday, or is it a Monday? What day is it? It was a long weekend. Welcome to the program. Phone calls coming up, best and worst of the weekend, what you saw that you liked, you didn't like. I like these tweets from our good buddy Nick Wright. Those untalented Heat find a way to win against the Denver Nuggets. Crazy how that keeps happening. The Miami Heat were trailing in the final play-in game with 3 minutes left. Now have home court advantage and a best of five to win the damn title. Three wins away from one of the most remarkable titles in American sports history. It's fair to say that. I think he's having a little fun with the Miami Heat being untalented. They are talented as a group. That is certainly the case. Individually, maybe not. But we see that a lot of times with great teams, where individually, it's really the sum of the parts that you have sometimes. Because Jimmy Butler didn't play great, but you got Duncan Robinson, who was a no-show in the first half, who shows up late in the game. You just have guys that it feels like next man up. I don't know how you explain it, but we have to stop looking at them as these underdogs, were not respect. You want to talk about disrespect. The Miami Heat could play that, have a banner. They could have a plane with a, banner behind it going on and throughout the week here in Miami. They have earned our respect. It's just people refuse to give it to them. They've done everything that you would want because they win these games. And I think the NBA Finals needed last night. I think that you needed to have that nationally where, okay, Miami can win this thing, or at least it's going to be interesting. If Denver won last night, then I think people would have stayed with the theme. They're going to sweep. I think it's going to be a 6 or 7 game series. Felt that way, still feel that way. And what you saw last night was Miami doing whatever they needed to do to win, and Denver did not. Joker played well. Nobody, accompanied him, and therefore Miami was able to come in and steal the victory. But their game plan wasn't a secret. Be aggressive, get to the hoop, and make your shots. And that's exactly what they did. But if you're listening to Denver and their head coach, he's questioning what kind of effort they had last night.
And I asked the team, you guys tell me why we lost. And they knew the answer. Miami came in here and outworked us. And we were by far our least disciplined game of these 16 or 17 playoff games, whatever it is now. If we're going to try to go down there and regain control of this series and get home court advantage back, we're going to have to outwork Miami, which we didn't do tonight, and our discipline is going to have to be off the charts.
All right, I did have somebody who responded to our comment in the first hour. Dan and the Danettes, you cannot give more than 100% effort. 100% is exactly what it says, 100%. It is complete. What you can give is 100% effort 100% of the time. That's from Scott in Bethlehem, Pennsylvania. Give 100% 100% of the time.
Or you could give 100% effort like 75% of
yes,
the time.
Yes.
And then you took some other plays off.
Yeah. And maybe that happened last night with Denver, that they gave 100%, but only 70% of the time, whereas Miami might have given 100% 95% of the time. They got to the free throw line. They made their free throws. They made their open shots, and they got to the hoop. And there is the conversation that if you have Joker just score and not distribute, you know, you can make a great pass. It doesn't mean the guy's going to make it. It's like when people say, boy, you ask great questions, I always go, what's the answer? Because if it's not a great answer, then it's not a great question. I can make a great pass. If you don't make the shot, then is it a great pass? Yes, but it would have been beneficial if you made the shot. They could have made five more shots. Then he would have ended up with nine assists, close to a triple-double. Then I don't know if we'd have this conversation. So as much as we want to go, hey, just make him a scorer. Well, here's the thing. It's not Joker making a score. It's don't let his teammates become scorers. Just play defense. Joker's going to get his points. You know that. Now, can I play defense on, you know, his other teammates? And they did a pretty good job of that last night. And that means you're not going to give any help to Bam Adebayo. You're sort of saying, Bam, you got to guard him. We're going to shut down everybody else. And they had a pretty good game plan last night. And I think that's what people have to understand. It's really simplistic. Like, you know, now I can look at Eric Spoelstra where defense, he'll pick you up full court, or there can be a zone defense. You know, there's a lot of things that it feels like he's been throwing at teams during the postseason. But it comes down to, are you making your shots? Are you not making your shots? Are you getting to the free throw line? That's it. That's all I want to know. And you saw Miami was able to do that last night, and Jimmy Butler didn't play great. But there is a correlation here of Joker scoring. In the regular season, the Denver Nuggets were 34-4 when Jokic had 10 or more assists. They were 14-17 when he didn't. Scott Hastings, former NBA player, played with the Bad Boys. He is a broadcaster for the Nuggets. He'll join us coming up a little bit. You know, the game plan sounds simple, like, okay, let Joker score. Well, I don't want to let him score. I just want to make sure his teammates don't score. I think it's the presentation of the philosophy here. Well, you just let him score. No, he had 41. And if that's your philosophy, he'll score 50 on you. Now, if I shut down everybody else, don't let them get off, certainly with Porter and Gordon, Murray's going to get his, but I got to shut down everybody else. Bench players, got to shut them down, or at least limit them or contest their shots. And I'll go back to what I said after game one. Miami didn't play well and stayed in the game, but they had open looks. If you make those shots like they did last night, now that's the Miami Heat team that can win a championship. They can, plain and simple. Reggie Miller, who has the Miami Heat winning in six. Reg will join us coming up next hour. Say good morning if you're watching on Peacock, our streaming partner. Download the app. You can watch for free. Stat of the day is always brought to you by Panini America, the official trading cards of the Dan Patrick Show. Seton, poll question from hour one.
Hour one, Dan. This is a fun result, actually. Because we went back to last Friday's poll question where we said, is it more likely to sweep or go seven? And 80% of the audience had it at sweep.
Okay.
So today we asked, who would you bet on to win the series now, the Heat or the Nuggets? You want to guess how it's going today?
I'm going to say people are on the Miami Heat bandwagon.
Believe it or not, Dan, 83% of the audience still like the Nuggets.
Oh, okay.
Wow.
All right.
Non-reactionary.
Yeah.
Okay.
I feel like they're actually being overly non-reactionary, almost as like, oh, yeah, I see what you guys are trying to say. Well, we're not doing it.
Okay, so the overly non-reactionary
I feel like
audience.
It's overly non-reactionary.
Actually, I'm very proud of my audience because normally we're a very reactionary sports society, and they're saying, nope, we're not going to fall for that. We're not going to fall for the banana in the tailpipe. Yeah. No, we're not.
Well, that's going to be our two poll question, not about falling for banana in the tailpipe.
Oh, okay.
Do we overreact more game to game in an NBA series or NFL week one?
NFL week one.
Those are both massive overreaction moments.
Yes, NFL week one.
You think so?
Yeah. Because the teams that are playing for a championship, you know, they should be pretty even. But if the Lions beat the Kansas City Chiefs to open up the NFL season, and we're going to explode. The Lions are for real. Kansas City, Super Bowl hangover. Yes.
But in an NBA series, you go from being like the best team to the worst team day by day. Where it's like, how do you get blown out by 30 and then win by 20?
Yeah. Well, Todd did have some questions about why the Heat even the series last night.
I did. Their role players really stepped up. The Joker had just 4 assists and 5 turnovers. The Nuggets lost focus, complaining about refs, stopped playing defense. They just wanted it more.
Oh, boy, they just wanted it more. No. I think the role players stepped up here. I thought that they made adjustments, and they made their shots. And they got to the free throw line. When were they 18 to 20 from the free throw line? They had 2 free throws. They made 2 free throws in game one.
Yeah, I think we're going to throw the toddlers up instead.
Oh, okay. Yeah. All right. Here is Michael Malone, the Nuggets head coach, on effort by his team last night.
And I asked the team, you guys tell me why we lost. And they knew the answer. Miami came in here and outworked us. And we were by far our least disciplined game of these 16 or 17 playoff games, whatever it is now. If we're going to try to go down there and regain control of this series and get home court advantage back, we're going to have to outwork Miami, which we didn't do tonight. And our discipline is going to have to be off the charts.
Okay. You know what? One time a coach asked me, well, he asked the locker room, like, you know, what went wrong in the first half? And, you know, then nobody answered, and then coach looked at me, and then I gave the wrong answer. You know, it's one of those where you're supposed to have the right answer, and then it rallies us. Like, and I said, I don't know if I shot enough. I don't know if I shot enough. And coach goes, no. We didn't play defense. We didn't give effort. And then I go, yeah.
That too.
Yeah. Kind of lost the momentum there, I think, of what he was wanting. He wanted all of us, you know, combined here. We understand. We're on the same page here. And we weren't. I was like, I didn't get many touches there.
Golden boy, no one wants to hear from you.
Yes, Paul.
I have some NFL week one overreactions from just this past season.
Okay.
They're kind of fun. In week one, the 49ers, which were Super Bowl heavy, they lost 19-10 to the Bears. People are like, the Bears.
That was a rainstorm, though.
That's right. Yeah. But people are like, well, look at the Bears. A new team. They ended up winning 3 games that season. Okay. And the Niners won 13-4. The best one, of course, was Cowboy-related because on the opener, the Buccaneers beat the Cowboys 19-3. Tom Brady back with the Bucks. Mm-hmm. All looks well. Mm-hmm. They lost a few players, but they're going to be fine. Cowboys are going to be a disaster. Cowboys were 12-5. The Buccaneers finished 8-9.
Yeah. Well, we'll have it because your team, you have your expectations. I don't care who you are unless you're Arizona Cardinal fan. You're going to have expectations going into this season where you go, you know what? Things go well. Hey, if we get off to a good start here, you just never know. And that's the beauty of the NFL those first couple of weeks. And then all of a sudden reality sets in and then you realize that the Texans are going to be the Texans. 877-3DP show, email address dp@danpatrick.com. The teams combined to make 37 free throws last night. That's the most in an NBA Finals game since 2021 NBA Finals with the Bucks and Suns combining for 41.
Stat of the day. Here comes that what? Stat of the day.
Caleb in Portland. Good morning, Caleb. Best and worst of the weekend.
Hey, Dan, 5'10", 215-ish. Best of the weekend was after years of missing out, I finally got back on the pickleball court and was able to beat my big brother in two straight games. Worst of the weekend, though, was I failed my 395 bench press, and that sucked. But win or lose, I still went home and celebrated with my moonshine, baby.
All right. Well, congratulations, Caleb. Yeah, the tailgate moonshine. Watermelon edition, I think, is going to be in the next 2 weeks. We'll let you know about that. And it tastes great. And I don't even like watermelon. But it is tasty. Yes, Paul.
Did he say he was trying to bench 395?
Yeah.
That doesn't really match with the typical pickleball player, you wouldn't think. You wouldn't think that some gargantuan dude is out there playing pickleball.
I don't label people.
Right.
I mean, I just see people, Paulie.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Pickleball and throwing up 395. I like it.
Everybody knows that pickleball is rife with performance enhancers.
Really?
I mean, it's the scandal no one's talking about, but everybody knows about.
Does that sport seem too hot?
Yes.
Too trendy?
Yes.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I believe when it first got hot, I called it the fidget spinner of sports.
Yeah. Didn't we say we wanted to short the stock of pickleball?
Yes, we did.
It's like pogs.
Yeah. Pickleball of spinners.
The fidget spinners of sports.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
I've only played it once, but then I dominated those two women from Greenwich, Connecticut.
Right. You don't need to play it again.
No.
You mastered the sport.
Yes, I have. It was a walk-off. Yes. They picked on my wife, and I picked on them.
Too easy for you.
Yeah.
Did you get, if memory serves, you got spoken to about being too competitive.
Yes, I did.
You got chastised?
By my wife. My wife is like, don't do it. I go, no. No, but they were just blasting shots towards my wife's backhand, and I was like, no. And then she was like, no, just let it go. But they wanted to win. They had played before. We had never played. And I start blasting forehands, and my wife's going, don't do it. I go, no. They need to be taught a lesson.
Yeah, that's right, Dottie. Yeah, that's right, Dottie.
Take that, Madge.
Dottie and Madge.
Yeah. Yeah. Margaret, take that. There's more where that came from.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Dottie.
You dropped your AARP card, punk.
Yeah.
What's up, Gladys? You next?
Yeah.
Let's roll.
Who wants a piece of this? Yeah. You mess with my wife, you mess with me.
Doris is still pissed.
Yeah.
Oh, they were mad. Yeah. They didn't shake our hands.
Well, really?
Whoa. No.
Well, you were a really bad sport then, weren't you?
And then I saw them in the cafeteria later, and I walked right by them and just gave them a look.
And you're like, hey, a little respect for the game. You shake hands after, okay? We leave it out there on the court.
100%.
My wife, she was so embarrassed. She was so embarrassed. I said, hun, they should have been friendlier and get, you know, let you hit it back and forth. And she goes, I haven't played it. I said, I don't care. That was not good sportsmanship on their part. And they walked off. They didn't even acknowledge. I went, okay, all right, ball game. Yes, Morph.
Do you look at your wife sometimes when she gets embarrassed by you? Like, this is a question for all of us. And then you look at your wife like you know who you married. Like, why would you even look at me that way when you know me?
We've been married 37 years, and she still says, not everybody gets your sense of humor. I go, I know, hon. That's been established. It's okay. Yes. Yeah,
your sense of humor or maybe your competitiveness.
Fair point.
Are those cut from the same cloth, perhaps?
Yes, it is.
They come from the same place of your soul.
Yes. And somehow this has to do with my childhood, right? Feels like these things manifest. It has something to do with
my childhood. Okay, how about then you had an athletic career that you don't believe was fulfilled to where you thought it should be, so you still want to compete? Is that possible from a psychology standpoint?
No, I don't think that would have anything to do with pickleball.
Well, but any sport, it's almost like you played basketball and you played baseball at a pretty high level for a while.
No, but it'd be a drinking game I want to win. Oh. So it has nothing to do with that.
See, I think it goes back to siblings. Where are you in the order of your
totally.
Siblings?
Two in front and three under that are younger than me.
And where are your brothers in that equation?
Two older, one younger.
So you have two older brothers than you.
Yeah.
And then, I'd start there if I was unpacking
competitive
all this.
For attention, competitive to get the last bit of mashed potatoes, but whatever it is.
Yeah.
Everything is competitive. There's so many of you.
Yeah, maybe. But, you know, Dottie will not mess with me again next time we play pickleball.
Yeah, she didn't know.
You dropped the pickle.
Because I am bringing some heat next time. All right. Are they panicking in Denver? Scott Hastings, who's one of the broadcasters for the Nuggets. And we'll get his thoughts on the so-called philosophy of just let the Joker score. Your phone calls, Reggie Miller, in an hour from now. We're back after this in the Dan Patrick Show. You've heard CEO Howard Mackler of Innovation Refunds and GetRefunds.com explain how they've helped so many small businesses with their ERC tax refunds. In fact, Innovation Refunds has already completed over 17,000 returns for a lot of businesses just like yours. Construction, restaurants, bars, hotels, retail, and so many more. Some small business owners have been told that their CPA said that they wouldn't qualify because their business didn't lose money during the pandemic. If it's happened to you, it's worth getting a second opinion. Innovation Refunds. But you get started by going to GetRefunds.com, GetRefunds.com, and it's going to take you about 8 minutes. And then you're going to find out if you're on your way to receiving money for your business. No upfront charge. They don't get paid unless you get paid. Innovation Refunds has already helped clients claim over $5 billion in payroll tax refunds through the ERC, and they might be able to help your business as well. Go to GetRefunds.com or download the app at the App Store today. That's GetRefunds.com. Thanks for listening to the Dan Patrick Show podcast. Be sure to catch us live every weekday morning, 9 until noon Eastern, 6 to 9 Pacific on Fox Sports Radio. And you can find us on the iHeartRadio app at FSR or stream us live on the Peacock app.
Well, it's halftime and the scoreboard's not looking good. You're feeling low. You're not sure you can pull out the win. But that's when you dig deep. Lift your head up. You say to yourself, time to get back in the game. Pull off some bank heists. Take as much of your friend's money as you possibly can.
See, and that's right. The smash hit mobile game Monopoly Go lets you compete with your friends to get the most riches and the biggest empire. It's the Monopoly you love, but on your phone, anytime, with tons of new twists, including leaderboards to compare your progress to your buddies. There's so much to do.
Yeah, you could play countless dynamic Monopoly boards. You can make your friends bankrupt by smashing their landmarks with a wrecking ball. That's new. I don't remember that from the old Monopoly game, but it sounds awesome. And you can charge players rent for your iconic properties. Great.
You can even work with your friends to crack open community chests and in tournaments to get extra rewards and climb the leaderboard. I'm in for sure.
So get out there, put on your game face, download Monopoly Go right now for free at the App Store or Google Play. Let's go.
Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Signing up and playing is so easy. Simply sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. When you register with BetMGM, you can get instant access to a variety of parlay selection features, live betting options, and the best daily promotions in the business. And with BetMGM at your fingertips, every play and every game matter more than ever. Place your moneyline, prop, and parlay bets with the king of sportsbooks today. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. That's right, up to $1,500. Again, sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. 21 plus and present in Ohio, subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards are non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire in 7 days. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in partnership with MGM Northfield Park. That's 1-800-GAMBLER.
If you do the quick math, the less your business spends on operations, on multiple systems, on delivering your products or service, the more margin you have and the more money you keep, which is obvious. But with higher expenses on materials, employees, distribution, and borrowing, everything costs more. So reduce your cost. Reduce the headaches. Smart businesses are graduating to NetSuite by Oracle. Over 37,000 companies have already made the move. So do the math and see how you'll profit with NetSuite. NetSuite is the number one cloud financial system, bringing accounting, financial, management, inventory, HR onto one platform and one source of truth. With NetSuite, you reduce IT costs because NetSuite lives in the cloud, so there's no hardware required, and you can access from anywhere. So you cut the cost of maintaining multiple systems because you've got one unified business management suite. And you're improving efficiency by bringing all your major business processes onto one platform, slashing manual tasks and errors. Right now, backed by popular demand, NetSuite has extended its one-of-a-kind flexible financing program for a few more weeks. So head to netsuite.com/Patrick. netsuite.com/Patrick. Despite losing last night, DraftKings has the Denver Nuggets as 2-point favorites, Game 3. Get some more phone calls coming up. Our good buddy Scott Hastings played in the NBA, member of the 1990 Bad Boy Pistons, now a color analyst with the Nuggets. He will join us here in a moment, but I want to play what Eric Spoelstra had to say. Ramona Shelburne of the Mothership asked the question, which I thought was a fair question. Eric Spoelstra did not think so.
This is probably oversimplifying things, but sometimes when teams play against Jokic, you turn him into a scorer, you turn him into a passer, and he controls the game. He only had 4 assists tonight.
Yeah, that's ridiculous. You know, it's just, that's the untrained eye that says something like that. This guy's an incredible player. Twice in 2 seasons, he's been the best player on this planet. You can't just say, oh, make him a scorer. That's not how they play. They have so many different actions that just get you compromised. We have to focus on what we do. We try to do things the hard way, and he requires you to do many things the hard way. And he has our full respect. Okay, thank you.
Thank you, Coach.
Okay, and it's a walk-off, too. I don't know why that bothered him so much, unless he's really careful of trying to oversimplify the Joker. So the compliment would be, hey, he can score, he can pass. If we can limit one and maybe, you know, is really good at the other one, we still feel like we can win. He's gone over 43 times in the playoffs. They've lost all 3 times. Are you trying to make him one-dimensional? How do you make him one-dimensional? I don't think that's a preposterous question. It felt like, and she's even saying I'm oversimplifying here, but that was like a Greg Popovich, you know, untrained eye. You never played the game. Yeah, Paul.
If you're Ramona Shelburne after game 3, you raise your hand and say, Coach, like you, I never played an NBA game. What are your thoughts on Jimmy Butler's blank, blank, blank?
No, if Joker goes off and has like 12 assists and has, you know, 25 points, Coach, I might be oversimplifying this, but it looked like you were trying to let him be a passer tonight. Not a scorer. Your thoughts, Coach? Yes, Eden.
And he's like, he throws the untrained eye thing at Ramona Shelburne, which was really unfair and just rude.
Yeah.
But then, like, there's literally former players who are working as analysts now saying the exact same thing. Would they be considered a trained eye?
You would think, but Bam Adebayo was talking about that prior to the start of the series, that if you can make him one-dimensional. Scott Hastings joins us now. The Nuggets TV color analyst, former NBA player, and was at last night's game. Let me start there with Spoelstra and what he had to say in response to Ramona Shelburne's question. Is that logical to approach the Denver Nuggets that, hey, if we limit Joker to just scoring, that we can beat him?
Well, here's the take on words that statement makes, in my opinion. It's not Joker not getting people involved. You know, I keep a stat because this came up a couple years ago. Well, you know, just let Joker get his. So I do the games. I'm calling them on radio still. And I'll keep a stat how many, you know, kick out, miss shots. Drive to the basket, got a layup, get fouled, right, where you get free throws, but you don't get an assist. He had 8 of those last night. So if all those shots are hit, all of a sudden he has 12 assists to go with his other stats. That's a pretty good night. So I don't think it's, well, let's let him get his. Listen, we all need a little help once in a while, you know. And I thought, like I said, Michael Porter, you know, had another bad shooting night, 1 of 7, I think, from the 3-point line. And, you know, when you're a guy inside and you watch that game, you see, there's bodies around him wherever he's going. And anybody want to tell me they let Joker get 41 last night? I'm not sure they watched that game. I mean, they were all over him.
I thought after game 1, Miami had open looks. They just didn't make them. So I thought that was a deceiving win by Denver, that Miami didn't play that well. Now you have Miami not winning and Jimmy Butler not playing that well. And now you go to game 3 in Miami. So what is the expectation level?
I think a little bit of game one, a little bit of game two. I think both teams want to shoot the ball better. I thought Duncan Robinson, who had 0 points at half, they let him get started. And you know, you let a guy get hot all of a sudden. And that's the thing in my hope for, you know, Porter Jr. And even in the broadcast last night, when he made that one little layup, I'm like, well, maybe now he's seen the ball go in. Listen, I said this before. I think Denver's probably a better team on paper. The only people that really play on paper anymore are puppy dogs. So I don't think that means much. But I think it's going to be a good series. What's the old saying? The series doesn't start till somebody wins on the road. And guess what? Miami just made the first statement. The series has started.
What's the adjustment now that Denver makes to counteract the adjustments that Miami made?
Well, first of all, we're heading out today, so I'm getting all my Ricky Martin DVDs out and music.
Okay.
I figured and a Miami sound machine, so okay. I figured that would kind of get me in the mood.
Okay.
I'm thinking about sending some of those soundtracks to Malone to see kind of play for the guys to get him ready. The physicality. Listen, you can't win, and I really do, and I say this respect, think this is a softer league right now, and just kind of way the nature of basketball has turned more finesse, if you will. Great athletes, better athletes than there's ever been in the history of the world, top to bottom. You got guys that we're never going to know their names in 5 or 10 years that are 10 times the athletes of dudes that have, you know, that we're still thinking about. But I still think in this time, in this series, in this type of stuff on the line, that the more physical team's going to win this series. And Miami, you know, like I said, a couple calls, the game changes. But I think Miami is a more physical team last night.
He's Scott Hastings, the Nuggets color analyst, former NBA player, member of the 1990 champion Pistons. Did you guys have to talk about what the philosophy was on the Pistons to beat up Michael Jordan?
No, it was almost like you walked in the door and you had an injection or something. Then it was ingrained in your brain. Jordan rule. And I remember them talking about, yeah, so we know how to play him. And I remember Brendan Malone, Michael Malone's dad, he and I would drive to the airport. I said, the Jordan rules? What are those? Well, here's what it is. And then it became, listen, that was like a tattoo. You came in and that was, you know, you knew exactly what that was.
But Chuck Daly never spoke about beating up Jordan?
They were talking about beating him up. We just said no layups. I mean, it was done nicely. We were gentlemen, Dan, so to speak. It was. We wanted to get up on him when he got the ball. When he got rid of the ball, you aren't letting him catch it, and he was getting no layups. That were the three simple rules, basically, that we had.
But I wonder if you guys changed the NBA by the way you played against him. Therefore, he started lifting weights. You made Jordan even better because of the physicality that the Bad Boy Pistons had.
Well, the little documentary that came out, remember, of Jordan in the middle of COVID, he kind of admitted that. And yeah, you know, if we were just nicer to him, then maybe and you know, all of a sudden, maybe, you know, we could have won a couple more in Detroit. But listen, this. First of all, I still think he's one of the most special people that's ever played this game. And I don't care if anybody can get in the argument of who's this and who's that. But there's just a nature. You and I could go back to the mid-'80s Lakers-Celtics when the clear path is what it's called now, rule, first came into tape. Because remember, they're clothesline Lambus on the Rambus on the fast break and doing all this stuff. So the game has changed. A, they say for health and safety or whatever. I say it's because they just don't want, you know, to see somebody decapitated right there on live TV, and I can understand that. But you got to adjust how you play. And that's another thing also that I don't think is talked about enough. And I don't like I said, I don't like officials, but that's not here or there. You and I will write a book about that. But each one has their distinct personality. You got to understand what that personality is. And you got to play to that personality. Daryl Gerritsen, the great, late, great Daryl Gerritsen, you knew that was going to be a tough physical game because he didn't want to call a lot of fouls. He had to adjust. Earl Strom, you saw him walking the building. You were hoping you were the visiting team. Jake O'Donnell, he rewarded hustle. I mean, and these are three legendary NBA coaches. And it's the same way. You got to know the personality guys, and you got to play to them. I think the league wants this more of a finesse athletic game, and that's what's turned into. But sure seems like it to me in the finals, the more physical team wins.
Safe travels, Scott. Always great to talk to you, buddy.
You know what, Dan? I just want to say I miss you, I love you, and I need you in my life.
Well, keep winning, and then because if you know, I'm a front runner. If you guys don't win, then Scott, no, I'll be calling you to talk about the Broncos.
Yeah. Well, no, you won't ever talk about that. Ask Fritzy about that. I guarantee you, Fritzy's come to you 1,000 times trying to get Bronco guests. That ain't gonna work.
Hey, all I know is Russ is leaner and meaner. That's all I need this year for Russ. Let's ride.
He does. He does look leaner, doesn't he?
I don't know what that means, but he's leaner and meaner.
Yeah, I'm leaner here in the last couple weeks, too, and I still can't get up off this couch.
Thank you, Scott.
See you, buddy.
Scott Hastings, former broadcaster for a variety of teams, the Atlanta Hawks, now with the Denver Nuggets, and a former Bad Boy Piston. You know, when you think about it, Jordan started lifting weights. Back then, you didn't have basketball players lifting weights. And Jordan was like, I'm going to have a trainer, and I'm going to get stronger and tougher and be able to put up with the Bad Boy Pistons. So the Pistons actually made Michael Jordan better because they forced him to get bigger and stronger. But at the time, back in the late 80s, we're like, hey, no layups, man. He comes in, he's going down. Yeah, Paul.
Yeah, I could find a couple articles from the late 80s, early 90s. Jordan was against lifting weights. He thought it would mess up his jump shot, which is conventional wisdom back in the 80s, right?
Yeah.
And he was 190 when he graduated college. He got up at one point in his Bulls career to 215 pounds. And he actually took a room at his house and made it an entire weight room. And guys like Scottie Pippen would come over in the summertime.
Has he sold that mansion in Chicago yet?
No.
How is that possible that Jordan can't sell it?
Because the person who buys it would have to be an incredibly great basketball player who loves the number 23 to really enjoy that house. It is, it's clearly Michael Jordan's house when you see all the decor and the inner, like the gate in front has a huge 23 on it.
Yeah, okay, but that can be replaced.
But there's like 50 other things inside the house that clearly.
Like, how many reminders do you have of your jersey number? Does he have any 45s in there? Is it all just 23? It's a beautiful piece of property outside of downtown Chicago. Yes, Todd.
And the pool shaped like a swoosh is kind of awkward.
That's not true. Yes, Paul.
It's a very dated looking house. It looks like something that was built in the 90s.
Well, it probably was.
Yeah. And it's been on the market for 10 years.
How much is it? Didn't it start at something like, you know, $30
million? Yeah, $29 million.
Okay.
And now it's down to, I think we can get it for $14
million. Well, we can. Hey, yes.
It is crazy that number where, like, in 1984 or whatever, Nike had hoped to make $3 million a year.
Yeah.
Or $3 million in 4 years or something like that. And they make $3 million every 5 hours now selling Jordan.
Is that what it is?
According to this one article, yeah, it's $3 million every 5 hours. They hope to do that in 4 years.
By the way, Sam Cassell is joining the Boston Celtics, and he'll be on the coaching staff under Joe Mazzulla as they add some experience there. Yes, Paulie.
Jordan's house in Chicago that's for sale was $29 million. It's 56,000 square feet, 7 acres. And so now $14 million is actually quite the bargain. It's down to $265 a square foot for this house, which is half of what his neighbor's houses are going for. The broker said the only issue with the house is you're going to have to do a lot of work to make it your own, which is basically saying it's very Michael Jordan friendly.
Plus, the heating isn't zoned either, which is a big problem.
Oh, terrible.
You got to heat all 56,000 square feet.
The bathroom needs regrouting, I heard.
But he's got a full basketball court in there.
Shouldn't it be 23,000 square feet, Michael?
Mm-hmm.
He's got a tennis court.
I would think on that big of a property, you could have whatever you wanted. I'm surprised he doesn't have a golf course on there.
He has an infinity pool with the grass island. Like, was it Pinehurst? What's the TPC?
Yeah.
The floating island little area?
Yeah, the Players' Championship.
Yeah, he's got one of those little pool with an island that you could chip to. He's also got a berating room where visitors come over and he berates them for not being as good at him about things.
Does he have a room where he punches former teammates?
Yeah, come in there.
The Steve Kerr room? Let's take a break here. We will give you our best and worst of the weekend right after this. Panini America sponsors our stat of the day, but they're more than that. The official trading cards of this show. Also, NFT platform available at nft.paniniamerica.net. One-of-a-kind digital cards there. They have public auctions, or you can pick up the packs there. And the auctions are located on the site. So you got hottest rookies, biggest superstars, all-time greats. The official products of the NBA, NFL, UFC, FIFA World Cup, and collegiate sports. You can share your cards in a public gallery. They have challenges for you to complete. Earn exclusive award cards. Make sure you check out the newly released NFL and NBA Prism Packs and more of your favorite Panini brands now as NFTs. Panini NFT platform. New features coming next month and the only platform where you can win physical versions of your NFTs. You get the opportunity to pull autograph cards, memorabilia cards, rare inserts, even one-of-one NFTs from every pack. Visit nft.paniniamerica.net, the official trading cards and NFTs of The Dan Patrick Show. Thanks for listening to The Dan Patrick Show podcast. Be sure to catch us live every weekday morning, 9 until noon Eastern, 6 to 9 Pacific on Fox Sports Radio. And you can find us on the iHeartRadio app at FSR or stream us live on the Peacock app.
Hey, it's me, Rob Parker. Check out my weekly MLB podcast, Inside the Parker, for 22 minutes of piping hot baseball talk featuring the biggest names and newsmakers in the sport. Whether you believe in analytics or the eye test, we've got all the bases covered. New episodes drop every Thursday, so do yourself a favor and listen to Inside the Parker with Rob Parker on the iHeartRadio app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Well, it's halftime, and the scoreboard's not looking good. You're feeling low. You're not sure you can pull out the win. But that's when you dig deep. Lift your head up. You say to yourself, time to get back in the game. Pull off some bank heists. Take as much of your friend's money as you possibly can.
See, and that's right. The smash hit mobile game Monopoly Go lets you compete with your friends to get the most riches and the biggest empire. It's the Monopoly you love, but on your phone, anytime. With tons of new twists, including leaderboards to compare your progress to your buddies. There's so much to do.
Yeah, you could play countless dynamic Monopoly boards. You can make your friends bankrupt by smashing their landmarks with a wrecking ball. That's new. I don't remember that from the old Monopoly game, but it sounds awesome. And you can charge players rent for your iconic properties. Great.
You can even work with your friends to crack open community chests and in tournaments to get extra rewards and climb the leaderboard. I'm in for sure.
So get out there. Put on your game face. Download Monopoly Go right now for free at the App Store or Google Play. Let's go.
Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Signing up and playing is so easy. Simply sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. When you register with BetMGM, you can get instant access to a variety of parlay selection features, live betting options, and the best daily promotions in the business. And with BetMGM at your fingertips, every play and every game matter more than ever. Place your moneyline, prop, and parlay bets with the king of sportsbooks today. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets. If you don't win your first bet, that's right, up to $1,500. Again, sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. 21 plus and present in Ohio, subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards are non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire in 7 days. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in partnership with MGM Northfield Park. That's 1-800-GAMBLER.
Good sleep should come naturally, and with the new Natural Hybrid mattress, it can. A collaboration between award-winning mattress brand Leesa and home design favorite West Elm, the Natural Hybrid is the culmination of these two companies' shared values: premium materials, meticulous craftsmanship, and sustainable practices. Made with natural latex, responsibly sourced natural wool, and environmentally safe foams, the Natural Hybrid elevates your sleep sanctuary. Indulges your senses and supports a greener tomorrow. Plus, when you purchase the Natural Hybrid, you're also helping fuel Leesa's work with shelters and those in need. Since 2015, Leesa has donated more than 40,000 mattresses to ensure children and families have a safe place to sleep. Don't put off a good night's sleep any longer. Get a Leesa mattress today for a sound sleep tonight. Visit leesa.com/iHeart. That's leesa.com/iHeart.
Players in the world, the red clay courts of Roland Garros in Paris, the French Open on NBC, and Peacock. We saw where a ball girl got hit by, it was in a doubles match, and the women were disqualified because the ball girl got hit in the head and she started crying, and it looked unintentional, but they disqualified the team. This was third round action at the French Open. Yeah, Paulie.
Yeah, the last name of the two women who were DQ'd, Cato and Sujati, they were hitting a ball back to a ball girl. The ball girl was looking in the other direction to give a ball to the other team. She got hit kind of in the ear, and she was actually hurt. She was hurting. You know, she was kind of very bothered by it. Officially, the umpire gave a warning to these two, but then the other two opponents complained that the ball girl was still like down and injured, and they brought over the Grand Slam supervisor, who looked at it, and according to the rules, said they had to DQ the two people, even if it was unintentional. I can't find the actual rule that they broke. But
even if it was unintentional?
That's what I'm reading. Yeah, they said that if you hit a ball and it hits a ball person.
Wait, how many times have we seen that?
Not during an actual point.
Oh, okay.
So if you hit one towards them.
We've seen the ball guy be literally the ball guy,
right,
where, you know, he's not watching and boom, he gets hit in the plums.
Yeah, they apologized, but they said no, they got
that
bounced.
That is amazing. Yeah, I watched the video, and she is looking the other way, throwing a ball to the other team, pairs, and then gets hit in the side of the head, I believe. Best and worst of the weekend, Todd, I'll start with you.
Best and worst of the weekend. Best, I am going with a 9-6 win over the Angels in Houston. Alex Bregman walked four times, hits a Grand Slam home run. Astros skipper Dusty Baker said that was like a Barry Bonds day. So I'm going to go with the Houston Astros for best worst. A Washington Post report said that Nationals pitcher Steven Strasburg may not be close to returning to the mound, concerned his entire career may be in jeopardy while dealing with severe nerve damage.
I would say that was a bad contract to start with, and it's going to be one of the worst contracts in sports history that they're going to have to pay Steven Strasburg. And you sign these guys up long-term, and then you hope they stay healthy. Seton O'Connor, best and worst of the weekend.
My best of the weekend, Dan, Rose Zhang. Get used to hearing that name. She just became the first player to win an LPGA event while making their professional debut since 1951. Which is pretty spectacular. And then that comes on the heels of just 2 weeks ago, she just clinched her second consecutive NCAA title out of Stanford. She's getting some comparisons to Tiger Woods, which is great company.
Yeah, what she's accomplished is Tiger-esque. And this was her first tournament. She's 20 years of age. I watched the last playoff hole. Marvin.
First best. I got two best.
Oh.
First best? Hey, we were in the beginning of Buddy Games, Spring Awakening.
Did you see it?
I sure did.
How was it?
It is a lot going on.
Okay. But how were we?
Oh, we were awesome. And Fritzy got a speaking part.
Okay.
Yum.
All right, toddler.
Very nice.
Excited about that. Then second best, Max Strus, scoring 14 points after going scoreless in game one.
Mm-hmm.
Heat culture.
yeah, Paulie?
I'm going to go best of the weekend. I don't know if you heard about the New York Mets first baseman slugger Pete Alonso. He's a power hitter. He hit a home run the other day, and it was the first pitch of his first at-bat in the first inning. Parked it. Went to the dugout and just kept running. Like, touched home plate, went to the dugout, kept running it. And then it got out on local media that he really had to use the facilities. Really. And that he was going up and he was swinging and putting a ball in play and getting out of there because he had to use it. He went on a podcast and gave the backstory of why he had to go to the bathroom so badly.
I mistimed my pregame coffee. Mistimed it. I had it too close to game time. In the middle of the first inning, I'm like, goodness gracious. This is not good. So I was hit at the top of the second. I was leading off the inning, and I said, I don't care where this pitch is. This at-bat is ending first pitch, and it, like, because I need to go. And then first pitch, I get a hanging slider, and then I deposit it in the seats. And then as soon as I touch home plate, it was like it's straight to the bathroom. No high fives, straight to the bathroom.
Okay.
That's a situation, though.
That is a situation. Yes, that panic is. There's. I don't know that there's anything worse than that.
Oh, no. And usually there's not 30,000 people watching you when you're in that panic. He said that if he had gotten like a double against the wall and had to go to second base, he had no idea what he was going to do.
Was he going to get thrown out?
Well, yeah. He said he would have tried to get picked off, but he couldn't lead the game in the first. You can't sub back in. He said he was starting to panic, so he just parked one.
Well, he could pull a Paul Pierce and just claim that he got hurt and get a wheelchair right there. And then wheel him back out to second base.
Depends on how bad he has to go.
Okay.
Sure. I got it. Very nice.
Yeah.
Got it. I got it.
He nearly put it in the seats, in his own seat. Posited it in the seats. And
aloha, Dan.
Thank you. Okay. All right. Thank you, Dan.
Season's going in the toilet, Dan.
I should have worked that, workshopped that one a little bit.
Feeling a little flushed.
He swung at the deuce, if you know what I mean.
I think you were good. I'm on an island here. I'm okay. I'm getting, that's when, like, Fritzy will always fight back and just double down and give you another one. Like, all right, I take my medicine. That's an L for me. Okay. Final hour coming up. Reggie Aloysius Miller Jr. III. More of your phone calls as well. Best and worst of the weekend. What are the poll results? How do people feel about what's going to happen the next five games, Seton?
Most people think the Nuggets are going to win, Dan.
Well, they are favored by 2 points in game three coming up on Wednesday night. 2 hours in the books on this Monday. One more to go with Fritzy, Seton, Marv, Paulie, and yours truly.
You've probably heard a lot about electrified vehicles lately. Well, Toyota has electrified options for every lifestyle. We've got hybrids, no plug needed.
Let's go.
But we also have plug-in hybrids, if that's your thing. You can even go 100% electric in the Toyota bZ4X. With so many options for reducing carbon emissions, Toyota is electrified, diversified. Learn more about our Beyond Zero vision for the future at toyota.com/beyondzero.
At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. Whether it's a walk-off grand slam or a base hit to center field. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment. It's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER.
Awards Watch says Liam Neeson is at his best. Don't miss In the Land of Saints and Sinners. Having left his dark past behind, retired hitman Finbar Murphy, played by Neeson, leads a quiet life in a remote coastal Irish town. But when a menacing crew of terrorists arrive, Finbar is drawn into a vicious game of cat and mouse, forcing him to choose between exposing his secret identity or defending his friends and neighbors. In the Land of Saints and Sinners, from Samuel Goldwyn Films and Sony Pictures Home Entertainment. Watch it now on digital. Rated R.